Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I pray that you guide us as we delve into your word so that we might feed our spirits and grow to be more like you. Good morning, Saints. Our reading this morning, Philemon 1, verse 23 to 25, Amplified. Greetings to you from Epaphras, my fellow prisoner here in the cause of Christ Jesus the Messiah, and from Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace, blessings, and favour of the Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah be with your spirit. Amen. So be it. Today's message is all about grace. Grace is a common greeting at the beginning and end of a lot of the letters in the New Testament. Romans 11 verse 5 and 6a. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. That means that we cannot earn our way to heaven. We have to trust in God's goodness and the grace that he so freely provides. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 and 10. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This points to the fact that as a human being, we are not perfect. We have our strengths and weaknesses, and we are not sufficient to any task that God sets us in our own strength. Therefore, we have to rely on the grace of God, who enables us and strengthens us and gives us the grace to do what he asks us to do. In Romans 5, verse 20 to 21, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This indicates that there is no sin that is too small or too big to be covered by the grace of God. Jesus died for all, and his blood is sufficient. Not only can he forgive you, but he also wants to forgive you. Saul of Tarsus was a nasty guy. He was arresting Christians so that they could be put to death. He had an experience where he met Jesus, and that turned him into a loving, caring apostle, a man of God who did much to spread the good news about Jesus' love. So no matter what you've done in your life, God can forgive you, and you can be useful in the kingdom of God. There is nothing that disqualifies you from reaching out to the lost and hurting people in this world and spreading God's love around. In Romans 5 verse 1 and 2, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So the grace of God gives us that hope that we have when we lose a loved one, somebody dies in the physical realm. We don't have the same despair that unbelievers would have, because we have that hope that we will see them again one day when we see Jesus face to face, or when we are called home, we will see our loved ones who have passed before us. So every funeral is a sad occasion because we're going to miss our loved ones. But it is also a rejoicing occasion because we know that someday, in God's good time, we are going to see those people again. I'm going to see my mom again sometime in God's time, so that it's not such a pain of separation. It's just see you again someday. In German they say Auf Wiedersehen. In Afrikaans they say Tot ziens, which means actually Tot weerziens. It means till I see you again. And this is the hope we have because of the grace of God. Just a little side note about the endings, the grace endings, two letters. In Galatians 6 and 2 Timothy 4, it says, grace be with your spirit. Although in 2 Timothy 4 it says, Lord Jesus be with your spirit and grace be with you. In Hebrews 13, Ephesians 6 and Titus 3, it says, grace be with you all. And then in Colossians 4 and 1 Timothy 6, it just says, grace be with you. Then a brief rundown of the characters in this passage. Aristarchus is seen in Acts 19 and 20 and 27 and Colossians 4. Demas is seen in Colossians 4, but in 2 Timothy 4 he has forsaken Paul and forsaken the gospel because of the pleasures of this world. And then Mark, some say it might be John Mark who traveled with Paul and Barnabas and later caused a disagreement between them because he had left them halfway through the missionary journey. It is important to note that there was reconciliation between Paul and John Mark, and Paul actually mentions Mark in a number of places. Luke, we all know as the good doctor and gospel writer. So, arise and shine, for your light has come. Spread his love around. Reach out to the lost and hurting by the grace of God. And Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves every person on this fallen world. Reach out in love. Shine your light.